The blonde smelled like synthetic strawberries. The slightly plastic scent made Emilian's nose twitch. Did chicks really think men wanted them to smell like strawberries? He couldn't stand it. Vanilla or freesias or any other ridiculously flowery perfumes and lotions they coated themselves with either. He preferred a woman that smelled like a woman, not a goddamn flower shop.
"I don't normally come to places like this," she confided,
giving him a quick look from beneath her artificially dark lashes. Tammy, or maybe it was Tara, snuggled closer to his side. There was plenty of room in the leather booth. The VIP area of 5TM was luxurious compared to the cramped tables that crowded the dance floor. But Tanya, that was her name, Tanya was plastered to him like wet seaweed. His lips twitched, wet being the operative word. Emilian didn't mind. Her full breasts pressed against his side through the ultra-thin fabric of her clingy red dress, and she was resting one hand high on his thigh as she sipped her fruity pink drink. The fact that she smelled like strawberry shortcake, the doll, not the dessert, could be overlooked.
"I mean..."
She leaned in closer, until her red slicked lips were almost touching his ear.
"I'm not usually into the kinky stuff. I'm a good girl, really."
Her words gave a momentary pause. Kinky stuff. But his brain rapidly decoded her thought process. 5TM was actually short for 5 to midnight, a reference to the doomsday clock, but he supposed the stylized club logo could look like it read S&M, if you squinted. What did it say about Tanya that that's what she saw? She was a good girl, she said. "I'm sure you are," he replied. She was leaving thick lipstick marks on her glass. Emilian wondered how that shade would look smeared on his cock. The appendage in question twitched slightly at the thought. Tanya was hot. Long blonde hair, big green eyes, and a great set of tits. But he wasn't the type to jump on the first ride that came along. He was still assessing his options. He leaned back, stretching his arms along the back of the booth, his eyes scanning the gyrating, twitching crowd on the dance floor. He may be off duty officially, but that didn't mean he could turn off his instincts. He was always aware of where he was, who was around, always alert for possible danger. You didn't survive long in Alpha Trio if you weren't on top of your game. 5TM wasn't his usual haunt on his downtime. The strobe lights hurt his eyes, but Grigori swore by the place.
"Every girl in there is a 10,
his younger brother had assured him.
"At least."
Emilian had to admit, the women were attractive. The music wasn't bad either. The low, heavy thump of the bass vibrated in the soles of his boots, down into his bones. As if his thoughts had conjured him from the ether, Grigori appeared, sliding into the booth on Emilian's other side. His younger brother was panting with exertion, wide grin revealing a lot of bright white teeth. Grigori's blue eyes, several shades darker than Emilian's gas flame blue, flicked to the blonde quickly. If his grin got any wider, the top of his head would fall off.
"I told you this place was great."
"Yeah, yeah. Did you see Dre? He's supposed to be bringing our drinks."
Emilian scanned the crowd again, trying to catch sight of his older brother. It shouldn't be too difficult. All three of the Lupe brothers stood head and shoulders taller than everyone else, and Andre was the tallest of them, nearly 6'7". Sure enough, he glimpsed Dre's scowling face as he shoved through the throng. The skin over his cheekbones, the high, sharp cheekbones that were another Lupe family trait, was taut with frustration. People scattered out of Andre's way, not just because of the vicious glare, but his tall, muscled frame cut through the crowd like the prow of a ship through water, without heed for the other club patrons.
"Here he comes!"
Grigori shouted, clapping his hands together and then rubbing his palms back and forth.
"That's your brother? He looks so... angry."
Tanya shifted nervously against his side. Emilian wrapped one muscled arm around her slender shoulders.
"Don't worry, babe. That's just his face. Andre is perpetually pissed off. Still a nice guy, though."
He and Grigori shared a laugh. Nice was not a word anyone would use to describe Andre Lupe. Hard-assed, demanding, exacting, slave driver. Those were much more common. Emilian was more laid back than his older brother. He rolled with the punches. Grigori was the joker of their litter. Andre, the fierce one. He was the calm one. That wasn't to say he couldn't get the job done when it came to riding the new pups on the force until they got their shit together, or kicking some vampire ass. But generally speaking, not a lot got him riled.